The Build Back Better effort continues for the Red Wings. Your morning sports check. This is WLDW, and the Red Wings have hired two-time Stanley Cup winning assistant Derek Lalonde as coach after a lengthy search process. Lalonde was on John Cooper's Tampa Bay Lightning staff the past 4 years, in which he had won the Cup twice and most recently reached the final. Lalonde is now in charge of the Red Wings on the upswing of a long-term rebuild effort. Lalonde is the first active Cooper assistant to take a head coaching job in the NHL. It replaces John Bashel, who had coached, of course, the Red Wings for the past seven seasons. If the Tigers did not play yesterday, they were flying back from San Francisco. Tigers at 29-45, fourth in the AL Central, are home today against a 27-47 Kansas City Royals, fifth in the Central. Around the AL yesterday, Cleveland outplayed Minnesota 5-3. Houston slid past the Yankees 2-1. Toronto topped Tampa Bay 4-1. And Seattle ran past Oakland 8-6. The Saudi Arabia-backed golf tour's second event teed off yesterday, angering a group of families who lost loved ones on September 11th and want the Saudi government held accountable for the terrorist attacks. 10 family members and survivors spoke at a small park honoring veterans. The golf series, funded by Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, was making its first stop on American soil this week after a debut this month outside of London. Carlos Ortiz took the lead yesterday with a 5-under 67. Dustin Johnson, you know, the 2020 Masters winner, was a shot back. J.D. Poston shot a 9-under 62 yesterday to take a two-stroke lead in the PGA Tour's John Deere Classic. The NBA generated more basketball-related income than ever this past season, the total number coming up just short of $9 billion. And, yeah, business is good. The first night of free agency underscored just how good. Nikola Jokic, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Ja Morant agreed to extensions worth more than $1 billion by the time they expire, highlighting the moves made yesterday when NBA's annual free agent negotiating window had opened. And Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, a decision revealed just before the start of the NBA free agency. Undoubtedly now we'll have teams scrambling to put together enormous offers. Your morning sports check. This is WLDW Click Sports at thumbnet.net.